The Virtuosity of Virtual, Dyskop and NatPee, by staff writers. Can virtual markets also be virtuous? With so many new virtual markets coming out of the woodwork these days, virtual might as well be a synonym for banal. However, what saves the virtual editions of both Dyskop and NatPee Budapest is that both have their core business in brick and mortar branded events, which give them virtuosity status. Nonetheless, moving an event from face-to-face to face-to-computer screen brings its own challenges, pitfalls, and uncertainties. To figure out how market organizers are dealing with these new issues, VideoAge spoke with Dyskop General Manager Patrick Zukowicki, but at the last minute was not able to directly reach NatPee President J.P. Baumel to ask some pointed questions about their individual virtual markets. VideoAge. After so many different virtual markets, might buyers and sellers be experiencing virtual fatigue? Patrick Zukowicki. This is our number one problem. There was a huge level of Zoom fatigue, especially now that you see plenty of new virtual entrants launching events left and right. You also find a growing number of companies using Minecraft or Second Life to stage their virtual meetings in existing and popular environments. So you need to be very respectful of the time that is being allocated to you by vendors, buyers, and co-producers, and remove the element of pressure out of the equation. This is why we have opted for the long-form market format, as opposed to a model where you expect participants to wake up at 2 a.m. and stay in front of their computers for 5 hours in a row. VA. What were the biggest challenges you faced in setting up a virtual market? PZ. First, coming to the realization that trade shows, as we knew them, are things of the past. 2. Keeping up with our vendors' powers of adaptation in a digital world. And 3. Understanding the kind of added value an organization like Dyskop can bring to the table. Face-to-face meetings will always be important, but the concept of physical gatherings must be taken to a whole new level, one that is distinct and separate from the virtual world we are entering. But it is too early to come up with the right formula. We need another couple of years to settle down and figure out if the worlds of virtual and physical events will collide or complement each other. VA. Is this Dyskop Africa your first virtual market? PZ. Yes, however, this is not our first foray into the digital world. We first launched a digital market at Dyskop Abidjan in 2018. VA. The event runs from August 3rd to October 23rd. How do you expect to keep the interest from buyers going? PZ. First, thanks to the quality and diversity of our vendors' offerings. Even though buyers in Africa have known Dyskop for over 15 years, we have built a whole new relationship with them. Our team of personal shoppers, i.e., well-informed acquisition assistants, puts our vendors' offerings at the center of all conversations. We provide buyers with live concierge services to help them navigate these offerings, access information, and request additional screening privileges. We are keeping connections easy and simple on a personal level. VA. The Dyskop virtual market is divided into two segments. The first takes place August 3rd to September 27th, the second from September 28th to October 23rd. What are the segments for? PZ. The first 8 weeks are dedicated to the promotion of our vendors' offerings, easily categorized as finished content, adaptations for scripted and unscripted shows, and projects in later stages of development. We are planning 350-plus individual Zoom calls with buyers and co-producers to identify their needs and answer their questions. As a result, we expect buyers and co-producers to feel more comfortable taking part in virtual meetings organized across the last 20 business days of the market. VA. How many virtual exhibitors do you have? PZ. 68 companies focused on content distribution and production, and 8 are tech content delivery, dubbing, and monetization solution providers. VA. How many unique buyers do you ultimately expect? PZ. Based on our most recent assessment, we are targeting 350-plus buyers and co-producers from 200-plus companies active in sub-Saharan Africa's 20 most active countries, broadcasters, pay TV services, telcos, mobile operators, streaming services, major local production companies seeking formats, and a few brands. VA. How many exhibitors are buyers expected to visit? PZ. Following our promotional phase, we expect 40% of the 80-plus companies to have 120-plus representatives take part in the networking phase. We want each one of these representatives to be available for a minimum of 3 40-minute virtual meetings with vendors per week over a period of 4 weeks. We will have 70-plus companies offering programs and projects, of which 70% will get 80% of the meetings, 1,150-plus meetings. The other 50% will get the 300-plus meetings left. At a cost of $1,000 per exhibiting company, this brings the cost of each virtual meeting to between $44 U.S. and $66. NATPE Budapest's virtual setup is more complex. This is NATPE's first foray into converting a face-to-face event into a virtual market, which includes an exhibition space, in addition to virtual screenings and conference session areas. The event will take place August 24th to 27th, 2020, with the exhibition space opening Monday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Central European Summer Time, and Tuesday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Originally, VideoAge had set up an interview with NATPE CEO J.P. Baumel to discuss the new incarnation of the market, but it ultimately became an exchange between VideoAge and NATPE's PR agent in Los Angeles. Even though, as NATPE's PR agent said, everything is part of one portal, which was reiterated in the brochure that VideoAge received in lieu of answers to specific questions, each individual function is listed as Powered by Vision Events, the exhibition, Powered by Rights Trade, virtual screenings, and Powered by Paragon, conference sessions. No explanations, however, were given for any of these companies' actual involvement in the market. According to independent TV trade show experts, NATPE has basically subcontracted technical functions of the market to third parties. Even though these third parties might specialize in those specific areas, this farming out of duties could make the process less flexible in adapting to new challenges that could develop at any stage of the virtual event. What is clear, however, is that NATPE will be selling turnkey and custom virtual booths, which are divided into meeting tables, viewing stations, and screening suites. The virtual screenings section offers 3-tiered options. The first has up to 5 title listings. The second has up to 10 titles. And the third has up to 15 titles. The conference sessions have 3 windows, each open to sponsorship. Finally, we were told that buyers and sellers can request and confirm meetings in the portal. This has been The Virtuosity of Virtual, DSCOP and NATPE by staff writers.